Blind Cool Tech, April 3rd, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast for blind people about blind people. It's fun, it's entertaining, it's educational, it's Blind Cool Tech. And now, here's your host, Larry Skutkan.
Different today. This was actually a suggestion that Jeff Bishop gave. And that was just to kind of walk around and describe the house. And it'd be kind of interesting to see what kind of things we can come up with along these lines. So if some of y'all want to try this too, I'm going to break mine up into a couple sections. We're going to start with the backyard. This is my favorite place. And I just walked out the back door, which if you go back in and take about two steps and then go straight, you're going down into the basement. If you take left, you're going into the kitchen. But anyway, we walked out. We're standing on a little step here, and above us is an awning, good thick one. This is an old house. This house was built in 1945. And off to my, there's a big patio back here. And with a rock wall at the other end of it. Oh, probably about 15 feet over there, maybe. And then to the right, we'll step over there in a minute, is an added-on sunroom. And to the left, you can probably hear there's a kind of a wall over there. Well, I've got the screen propped open right now. But let me step out here. I think you can probably hear along the left side, there's a added on bedroom there, a large one. I think it's about probably 18 feet long. And most of the house is brick, except that room is siding, and so is this sunroom over to the right. Now on this patio here, we're going to take a right, and right here we've got a glass table and some lawn chairs. And then if we're going to walk around to the right, you can hear the wall here. There's a kitchen window here. Keep Jake's comb right there. So here he comes to get brushed. And then we're just walking over here and Jake's water bowl and Fred's. And then here's a hose on the ground and some water there. And our water faucet. Somebody didn't roll up the hose. And here's this sunroom. It's just all windows all the way around it. And then if you take a right, you'll go through some French doors that go into the dining room back in the house. And I've got some plants out here. It's actually kind of warm in here. It's pretty cool outside. So we'll step back outside. And if we go to the wind is really blowing. You can hear that. Okay, I walked to the end of the sunroom. Now I'm walking. Let's get our directions straight. I'm walking south, towards the right side of the house. And then here we're at the end of the sunroom. Ooh, it really is windy. And there's a gate here that goes, and a sidewalk that goes along the house towards the front of the house, and there's a rock wall on the left. But if we're gonna take a left right now, like this, like we're coming in this gate, there's a rock wall here to the right. It comes up to about almost my hip, and I'm tall, so we are on a hill. Now if I go straight, there's a drain right here, and then there's steps, four steps, and we're level with the next yard now. And over to my left is where my garden is, the rock wall where the patio ends is right here to the left behind me, and that's where the garden is. And you can hear up here we've got a wind chime, chain link fence on the right here. And we're walking along here, and there's actually this used to be a walk, and I put up this chain link fence, so I think this used to be the walk back to where people could park back here in the back. Now here we've got a pile of firewood. Looks like Jake's been helping himself to something to chew on. Put that back on there. got stacked up good and high. All right, so we'll just keep walking back. Well, that firewood pile has dwindled. So then there's a tree, branches hitting my head here a little bit from next door. And what's kind of neat, if you keep walking back here, I had some grapevines along this fence, by the way. It's kind of neat. You keep walking, you come to the where my property actually goes straight, but we have cut off to the left here because there's a giant tree here and a garage behind us. And this giant tree is kind of interesting because it's three trees and their trunks are twisted around each other. Now if we take the left, we're going to have to go back around. There's a big stone fire pit, I guess, with a chimney. I guess it's for grilling. I never have used it yet, but we're thinking about using it this summer. And somebody told me a story that this thing that this is sitting on, it's sitting on a big stoop-like thing or a porch or something. Well, it's only about not even a foot off the ground, but somebody told me that was the original front porch to this big mansion that sat on top of this hill. I guess this was Pleasant View Farm. It's right now it's Pleasant View Avenue. It's all just... Okay, so now we went around that grill and we're keeping going back to the back of the yard. To our right's that tree. And then here we're at the back fence. This is actually a gate. You know, where you can drive a car through if you want to. And there's enough room from the other side of this gate out to the alley to fit a car in here, and that's all my property too. Keep this gate shut, of course, because of the dogs. Now we take a left and we're heading north and follow this fence along, and my part of the fence ends here, and then there's an older fence that was already here. And this lady has a beautiful yard, and she's got fountains and they're always out there in the yard. But right here is where my yard starts dropping off fast. Like one step, I probably went a foot down, another foot down with another step. Oh, it's slick down here too. And then there's trees here, so this is really hard to mow. So I'm going to take a left and we're heading back west now. And I'm just walking along the yard. My yard is on a hill. The guy that owned this house was a lawyer, and he said it was on a slight incline, so that's lawyer talk for a mountain. Sorry, you lawyers out there. Everybody appreciates a good lawyer joke, though. All right, there's some firewood Jake has got out in the yard, a big meathead. So we're walking along. You can hear the train down there on Frankfort Avenue that we walk along. There's Grinstead is right below me. You can hear the traffic on it. And then Frankfort's the next block over. And you can hear that train. So I'm walking, still walking back towards my patio. And there's a sidewalk next to the patio. And if I go straight, I would go into the back door. But to my right, let's just go straight back here and I'll show you. I'm going towards the back door, and to my left is the garden. And right here on the right is some steps. And this is the railing. And against this railing is a barbecue pit here. And I'm probably 6 feet from the back door. And I take a right and go towards this room addition here. And here's where the steps are in the railing. There's an outside door to this room, and it's, I believe, 6 steps up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. So we're up here now, and we're going to go back down. And the reason this is 6 steps up is because this house is split level, like from the living room up to the area where the bathroom and the bedrooms are is 6 steps up, so this is level with that. So we just made a U-turn and we're heading back east, back towards the back of the yard. And we get to the end of this porch, and this is the sidewalk here. I actually had this poured when I moved in. We take a left and go to the end of this porch, and then there's four steps down, and it's a hill to the right. It was all grass, and this was too. So we'll go down these steps, and underneath this room, here's the window to the shed. Oh, I call it a shed. There's a room underneath this room, and I keep the lawnmower down here and my worms. It's warm in here, and I don't know if, let me shut the door and see if you can get a sense of it. It's kind of neat, just a dirt floor. Keep my fertilizer and some tools, wheelbarrow, that kind of stuff in here. And this door's got glass on it too. And you actually step down into this room. So we're gonna go back out. We just got some cinder blocks here to step up. And then, all right, we're gonna continue on to the left, to the north. Right past the door to go into the shed, I call it, is one little step down, and then take a few more steps, and then another little step down, and we're at the edge of the house here. And if we take a left, we'd be walking back towards the front of the house, and here's another gate. Now, this is just grass on this side, and there's a wall, a stone wall, limestone wall, all this is, right to my right down here. And it drops off another probably 3 or 4 feet to her yard. So we really are on a hill. So I'm gonna head back upstairs. And that really is pretty much the backyard. Gonna have my garden going here pretty soon. And let's see, yeah, that's it. So, thanks for listening to this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you next time. You coming in, boys? I hope I don't have anything on my feet. No. That's the good thing about these Crocs. You can just wash them off. Y'all want a milk bone? I take that as a yes. Ooh, we are low on the milk bones. How about a milk bone crumb? There you go, boys. Well, that's not even enough to get on the taste buds, is it? I am, by the way, did I mention I'm using the church audio microphones? See what it sounds like out here in the garage. Oh, I should have told you about this while I was coming down here. Well, I think I will, as a matter of fact. Well, we came in the back door and went downstairs to the basement and then took a right and stepped down, and we're in the garage now. And to the left, the west, is the garage door, and it was an electric door when I moved here, and still is, but I unhooked it because I like to be able to just open it up from the outside or the inside, and I just leave it unlocked. There's nothing really in here except junk. And this is one of those heavy doors. Joe's got a 1966 Volkswagen Beetle convertible stored in here with its top down. Actually, it doesn't even have a top on it. Cute little car. So we keep walking back. Now we're going east toward the back of the house, and we're back over here on the right to the door. And if we keep going right, there's a refrigerator here to the right. It's not running amazingly. freezer above. And then past it is the dryer and a gap, and then keep our washing powder and stuff in there, and then the washer. And here's a, keep going straight to the right, there's a rack of to hang clothes on. I just moved all my winter shirts down there. And if you keep going straight, you come to a, I guess you'd call it a half bath. There's a sink and a toilet over to the right. And if you go back out, this is all, it's a good sized garage. It's just one car wide, but I mean, there's plenty of room on each side of it, and plus all the way over here in the front. And at the very end of the garage is all kind of shelving, kind of cubed wood kind of things. And you can hear Jake walking upstairs. Right above us is the computer room. And that's sort of the, it used to be the back corner of the house till they added that bedroom on, where I was telling you that Mars's bedroom, which is, you know, further east of the garage, above it, of course. In fact, if you could go through this wall, you'd be down in that, this wall to my, to the east, to the, all the way to the back of the garage, you would go into that little shed room. And there's two big, big windows on the other side over there, on the other side of the garage. I would go over there, but it's, oh, there's junk in here. There's, what's this? A stool and a weight bench and a bicycle. That's my tandem bike. And let's get a bell while we're here. Shall we? Where is the bell? Wait a minute. Yeah, there's my bike. There's the bell. What happened there? That wouldn't be good to happen if you were riding down the road. Boy, when we were in Amsterdam, those guys would be riding down the sidewalks and the road and everywhere, and they'd just go. And that was, man, that might as well have been an air horn. You get out of the way. In fact, they did it lighter than that. I think they'd kind of like that. And then on the other side of the bike is boxes and a bed headboard. And there's the other wall. So we'll turn back around and head on back in. This really is it this time. Here's Joe's Volkswagen. There's the hood. That is a funny looking little car. All right, y'all have a good one. Of course, I should tell you, the basement here is all one big room. There's Jake. You hear him running above us around the corner, and here he is at the top of the stairs. Hey, little buddy. What's up? What's up, little buddy? What are you doing? Email. So this is all one big room, and got desks and computers all in it, and on the far end to the right is a hot water heater, and then the furnace just to the left of that monster killer gas-eating furnace. And there's a window between them that goes out. That's along that sidewalk I was telling you about that goes beside the house. And it's actually goes, there's a grate there, and the window is below the level of the sidewalk. And it's not finished down here, it's just rafters. You can see the wood floor there. And that's about it. Oh, there's a sink over in the corner, too. That's what it is.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast for blind people about blind people and issues, with Larry Skutkan. To contact Blind Cool Tech, leave a comment on the audio line at 206-984-9203. Email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com or visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com.